presented by Listen Headlines, latest financial news from trusted sources. Updating daily noontime New York City.
Wall Street Journal Markets.
April 4th, 11:02 America New York, why Starbucks went cold turkey on buybacks. Trouble is brewing, but cutting the payout could be a public relations masterstroke.
BBC News Business. April 4th, 10:38 America New York, cryptocurrency, UK Treasury to regulate some stablecoins. Treasury Minister John Glenn says, stablecoins could be used as a means of payment.
BBC News, Business.
April 4th, 10:38 America New York, cryptocurrency, UK Treasury to regulate some stablecoins. Treasury Minister John Glenn says, stablecoins could be used as a means of payment.
Wall Street Journal Markets. April 4th, 10:13 America New York, India's most valuable bank set to grow with home lending deal. Shares in HDFC Bank and HDFC jumped after the companies unveiled plans to merge, a deal long expected by market participants as the resulting company would benefit from extra scale.
Global economy.
April 4th, 10:09 America New York, Turkish inflation hits 20-year high of 61% as energy and food costs soar. Ankara blames surge on pandemic and Ukraine war as opposition politicians warn prices are out of control.
New York Times Business.
April 4th, 8:58 America New York. Why did Elon Musk buy Twitter stake? The Tesla chief bought a big stake in the social media company. What's his plan? Power user.
Wall Street Journal US Business.
April 4th, 8:50 America New York. Elon Musk takes 9% stake in Twitter. Tesla chief executive Elon Musk reported owning almost 73.5 million shares of Twitter, sending the social media company's shares more than 25% higher.
New York Times Business.
April 4th, 8:11 America New York, Elon Musk buys a large stake in Twitter. The purchase makes the Tesla chief executive, who has been critical of Twitter's content moderation policies, its biggest shareholder.
Global economy.
April 4th, 8:03 America New York, surging costs for UK food producers point to higher prices ahead. Most businesses say they have been hit by rising energy bills, labor shortages and squeezed supply chains. New York Times Business.
April 4th, 7:59 America New York, Elon Musk buys a large stake in Twitter.
The purchase makes the Tesla chief executive, who has been critical of Twitter's content moderation policies, its biggest shareholder. Elon Musk, Tesla's founder and chief executive, became Twitter's largest shareholder on Monday.
Wall Street Journal Markets.
April 4th, 7:57 America New York, U.S.-listed Chinese firms get a new lease on life, maybe. Beijing is eager for a deal to let at least some U.S.-listed Chinese firms keep their places in American stock exchanges.
BBC News, Business.
April 4th, 7:32 America New York, Kinder Surprise eggs recalled over Salmonella link. Some food poisoning cases in children have been linked to the chocolate eggs, the Food Standards Agency says.
BBC News Business.
April 4th, 7:32 America New York, Kinder Surprise eggs recalled over Salmonella link. Some food poisoning cases in children have been linked to the chocolate eggs, the Food Standards Agency says.
Global economy.
April 4th, 7:31 America New York, stopping the silicon chips falling where they may. CEO of Global Semiconductor Research Hub IMEC warns against wasting subsidies.
Marginal Revolution.
April 4th, 7:25 America New York, robot rentals. Economists have long said that R, the interest rate, is the rental rate for capital in the same way that W is the rental rate, wage rate, for labor. Now it's becoming literally true.
BBC News Business. April 4th, 7:15 America New York, Elon Musk snaps up $3 billion Twitter stake. Tesla founder Elon Musk has bought almost a tenth of Twitter shares, worth almost $3 billion.
BBC News, Business.
April 4th, 7:15 America New York, Elon Musk snaps up $3 billion Twitter stake. Tesla founder Elon Musk has bought almost a tenth of Twitter shares, worth almost $3 billion.
Daily FX Market News.
April 4th, 6:30 America New York, crude oil forecast. Brent crude remains under pressure despite positive open. Crude oil fundamental headwinds from both demand and supply side continue to weigh on Brent crude prices as markets await IEA oil release particulars.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
April 4th, 5:30 America, New York. Eyes on inflation. Shoppers cut back on staples. American consumers are starting to cut costs on mainstays from toothpaste to baby formula as inflation hits a swath of the economy that had thus far proven resistant to substantial price increases.
Daily FX Market News.
April 4th, 5:10 America, New York. Sterling price forecast. Seasonality supports cable reversal in April. Sterling has depreciated against the dollar since June 2021, but April tends to see a much higher sterling, on average since 2010. Key GBP, USD levels considered.
Daily FX Market News.
April 4th, 4 o'clock America, New York. Euro, USD latest. The euro versus US dollar battle continues. The US dollar is underpinned by rising short-dated US Treasury yields, but the euro remains resolute as inflation in the single block soars.
Wall Street Journal US Business.
April 4th, 3:01 America, New York. Starbucks suspends buybacks to invest in operations. The coffee giant said it is suspending billions of dollars in share repurchases, a move that interim CEO Howard Schultz said would free up cash to invest in cafes and employees.
Marginal Revolution.
April 4th, 2:45 America, New York. Manchester Airport car parking fact of the day. In 2019, Manchester Airport Group's aviation revenue was £218 million, yet car parking alone was £147 million. For contrast, note that the largest car parking provider in the UK does only about £250 million a year. It is funny to think of an airport as being so much in the car parking business.
Marginal Revolution.
April 4th, 0:37 America, New York, Econ Journal Watch, new issue. The new issue of Econ Journal Watch is online at https://econjwatch.org/issues/volume-19-issue-1-march-2022. In this issue, falling short on the GRE, Michael Weissman criticizes three recent papers on physics education research, finding major errors in methods leading to underestimation of the predictive power of graduate record exams.